KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies and 60 degrees. We look for any lingering fog to burn off this morning and skies to be partly cloudy throughout the day. With a high of 83, winds southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that on Friday, July 2nd at around 11 p.m., officers with the Clarinda Police Department served a search warrant on the occupants at 515 South 10th Street, lot number 11, at the Maplewood Trailer Court in Clarinda. Police confiscated about 60 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine, cash, packaging material, assorted drug paraphernalia, and a 2013 Chevy Impala. Taken into custody was 43-year-old Lonnie Ray Brown, 64-year-old Terry Mark Brown, and 23-year-old Hannah Madeline McCormick, all of whom are from Clarinda. Each faces charges that include conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, failure to have required drug tax stamps, and unlawful gathering for the purpose of distributing and or using controlled substances. The trio was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an initial appearance before a Page County magistrate. Reports, meanwhile, have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for formal charging decisions. This past 4th of July weekend, there were numerous displays of fireworks across the city of Atlantic, some of them quite spectacular. Others were not so impressive, such as the city's paid fireworks display July 4th near the Little League complex across from KJAN Studios. The display lasted less than 15 minutes by most accounts. Mayor Dave Jones addressed the matter and complaints about citizens infringing rights on the rights of their others during the Wednesday meeting of the Atlantic City Council.
There seems to be some misconception about who's responsible for like fireworks. I wasn't here, but I heard people say it was short, heard people say it was good, heard people, you know, complained, and had a couple of different places, had different own different little shows going on, and a lot of neighborhoods had stuff going on, and a lot of neighbors not paying attention to their neighbors, which if they keep doing that, we might have to bite the bullet and do something really drastic with it. But no one's going to really like that, so when you're doing shooting fireworks off, please be courteous to your neighbors.
Jones said the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department is not responsible for the city fireworks. G&M Fireworks is responsible. They're the company that was hired. Fire department personnel were simply on hand in case something went wrong. With all the displays taking place around town, Councilman Dick Cassidy was a bit confused as to which display he saw had been sponsored by the city.
We went to the medical center and watched the fireworks, and from about 8:34 it got dark till after it got dark. It was just a continuous show of fireworks.
They were
beautiful. That was the best fireworks I've seen in Atlantic.
From down below the city?
Well, I don't know which ones were the cities.
They were just all over.
I mean, they were all huge fireworks.
Councilperson Grace Garrett was among those who thought the city-sponsored display was pretty short. Councilman Gerald Brink asked why the display the city paid for was so short. City Clerk Barb Barrick said they were expecting more than what they got. And Fire Chief Tom Cappell, she said, concurred.
We paid the bill early so we could get additional, so we're not sure. Tom said it looked like there weren't as many as in past years, so we're not quite sure what's going on. But I do know that, we pay it early in the year so that we can have the additional fireworks.
Brink said if it's not adequate, we should do something to at least make the show decent. Mayor Jones said the city should draft a letter to the company who was hired to shoot off the fireworks, expressing the city's disappointment, and have the fire chief send it to G&M's displays. Councilman Jim Barron suggested there may have been an issue with the computer-controlled display. In years past, fireworks were set off manually, he said, making the show seem longer. Computer controls can last as long as needed, but if there was an issue with the programming, it could have set them off in rapid fire instead of a more normal pattern. Barron's said at the fire department meeting Tuesday night, they discussed other issues that popped up Sunday night at the Little League complex during the fireworks display, as well as matters pertaining to the Wild Willie's fireworks demonstration event on June the 12th. The issues boiled down to a lack of communication.
There was also concerns raised that Park and Rec did not show up to help park cars, and the fire department wasn't notified.
They were supposed to.
Yes, that they were expected to park cars, which from the fire department standpoint, they're there for fire control, not to park cars. So there was quite a bit of frustration with that. Yeah. Also with the O'Brien show, the fire department was never notified until 2 hours before the show that they wanted the fire department out there,
really?
Which caused a lot of upset people.
He said next year we need to take a deeper look into allowing somebody to shoot fireworks off on city property. With regard to Parks and Rec Department personnel being on hand Sunday night, Barron said they were apparently not asked to be there. Also in the news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports a dozen arrests took place from June 30th through July 6th. Most recently on Tuesday, Dylan Seth Harris of Malvern was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation with bond set at $2,000. 40-year-old Melissa Sue Gamble, a homeless person, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $25,000. 41-year-old Robert Lee Bopp of Shenandoah was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation with bond set at $20,000. On July 5th, 46-year-old Jennifer Lynette Brockman, a homeless person, was arrested in Mills County for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,300. And there were four arrests in Mills County on July the 4th. You can read about those and the other arrests in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.